Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Wendelin Fenbredo of The Economist, the European correspondent, to reflect on 9/11/2001, where she was when she first learned of the attack on New York and Washington and the crash in Pennsylvania, and her memories of the island that day or New York that day. Wendelin, a very good day to you. We go back 20 years when we were all younger people and we're just learning of the threat of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and Afghanistan, which is as up-to-date as right now. However, that morning, where were you and what did you think about the attack? Good day to you.
Good day, John, and a pleasure to be with you again. I was actually, on that day, I was in New York City. I was covering finance at the time in New York, and I was doing some reporting on Wall Street. On the day itself, or when it happened, I was not down at Wall Street, but I was running around the reservoir getting ready for meetings, the reservoir in Manhattan. So the first thing I noticed was the smoke downtown. There was so much smoke, and it sort of worried me. So I went back to the hotel and I saw lots of people in the street and everybody listening to the radio. And then it dawned upon me that something quite serious had happened. But it took a while until I really understood what exactly had happened. So initially I still tried to go to my meetings and then I realized, well there's no way I could or should go downtown. And then it unfolded slowly. But the most vivid image for me was the smoke downtown and the bewilderment of people.
You were reporting for The Economist at the time. Did you communicate with London? Did you call Germany? Did your cell phone work at the time? Because many phones did not work.
No, it didn't work. And I also, it didn't occur to me to try to call the office. I was a bit of a headless chicken. I was still sort of trying to somehow meet the people. I had a whole schedule and I was being very, I suppose, very Germanic in the sense that I just tried to continue to do what I was supposed to do, to do my duty. And then at some point I realized none of this is working out. And then I went to our office in New York City and actually our assistant there, basically cried and gave me a big hug when I arrived because she hadn't been able to locate me. And then we quickly called, my family in Germany and obviously the office in London, you know, that they had sort of located me. But for a couple of hours, they couldn't find me. And that was an anxious time.
And you were immediately deployed into reporting on the attack in New York, that day and the next days. What information did you have at the time? How were you getting information?
So, I actually ended up staying for another 3 weeks in Manhattan, in New York. First, I was staying at a hotel room and then it got too gloomy and then I was staying with friends. And obviously there was a lot to do just in terms of reporting about this big and unfolding story. But you know, the information, I mean, how did I get the information? That was television. At the time, I remember we were always glued to CNN and telly and radio, much less the internet. And it was television, I think, was our main source of information at the time.
Right. I remind everyone that we didn't have the iPhone. We didn't have social media. It didn't exist. And the internet speed was variously weak. Wireless was new. And so if you needed a hardwire into the internet, and even that was not comprehensive news, the major news organizations hadn't moved yet to put out bulletins every 12 seconds. So the news was scattered. Germany? Did you contact Germany? Did you find a way to communicate with your family?
Yes, although not directly. I think I remember that I knew that they knew that I was safe, but I think they got the news via London. So I don't remember talking to them on that day. Somehow that was very difficult. We didn't get through.
Well, I don't remember who I talked to that day either, Vendelina. It was a wild day. Now, because the day went on in pieces, do you remember anything about around the hotel? Were people coming in from downtown? Did you see people covered in dust who were walking north? They shut the subways. There was no way to get uptown but to walk.
Yes, I did see people covered in dust because I also initially I made my way to Midtown and sort of towards downtown because I, first of all, our offices were in Midtown at the time. And then I also still tried to get to these meetings, you know, which were partly. So I did. Yes, I did see people. And I remember just in general, lots of people in the street, everybody talking to each other. Also very quickly, a spirit of solidarity, a spirit of sort of trying to work out what can we do usefully. And in our case as journalists, obviously the first thing we did was trying to get the story straight, to report the story. But then I also remember in the subsequent days, I tried to donate blood because I thought that might be helpful. But because I'm not an American passport holder, I wasn't able to do that. But there was an amazing sort of urge to help and do something, you know, whatever that may be.
And the people you were to meet that morning in the financial district, were they okay? Did you find out about their fate because they were down in the target zone?
Yes, I did find out about their fate, and thank God all of them were okay. So, yes, that was a relief.
And your memories now about that day and about what you remember most vividly. My memory is the silence because the plane stopped and the boats in the river stopped. What's your most vivid memory of the day? The smoke?
I think for me it was the smoke because I don't know whether you remember, but it stayed with us for days, you know, that the smoke and that's the one thing which in terms of a sensory, that stayed with me. And then the uncertainty, we suddenly thought, well, this is really a new chapter. And what are we going to do? And how will the world look in 10, 20, 30 years? So I do remember you really thought, well, this is a big, big thing and nothing will be the way it was before.
Can you remember how Germany reacted to the news? You could read the German news and see the German newspapers. Did they have an understanding of why the attack and how the attack?
Well, they gained an understanding slowly, I guess, like everybody else. But Germany, of course, is a very close ally of the United States. And I think the very first reaction is, you know, what can we do to help? What we need to stand by our American allies, you know, whatever it takes to hunt down the people who did this. I think that you know, Germany is, first of all, very grateful for everything America has done after the war, but it is a close ally. So I think that was probably the overriding sentiment is, you know, our ally was the victim of a horrendous attack, and, you know, what can we do to help?
And all the ironies in place now for the tragedy in Kabul unfolding. Vendelin van Breda, the European correspondent for The Economist magazine. We're going to turn to 2021 when we come back because the German elections are underway. The campaigns are passionate and there is a surprising turn of events since I last spoke with Vendelin. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.